Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Now Hamas is saying that they want to, quote, liberate all Palestinian prisoners from Israel, and especially at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, as the fighting continues, over 700 Israelis killed that we know of at this point in the fighting that began as Hamas came across the border into Israel, taking hostages, murdering people. Folks, this is a grisly, grisly event that is happening. The $6 billion, where does all that fit in? Why did this happen? And what is next? Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. We are the place for news and politics overnight in America, and we're glad that you're joining us. We're broadcasting, of course, on this Monday morning edition, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station on AM 860 The Answer by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. And, of course, we're up on the satellite with the GCN Network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the program, welcome to you as well. If you're working across the overnight hours in America, we want to welcome you to the program. And whatever you're doing, you're working, you're trucking, you're driving, you're delivering, whatever it is, we're glad that you found us. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line if you'd like to call in and opine here this morning on the program. 1-877-969-8600. Well, once again, welcome to our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome, Denise.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Well, we just saw this come across just a few moments ago on the wire. Hamas saying it's wanting to liberate all what they call Palestinian prisoners out of Israel. They're not going to give up anytime soon here, obviously. But the response from Israel is going to be massive, don't you think?
I do. It's about time that they wipe out Hamas completely and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And I would really argue that this took 45 days to plan. Let's count back 45 days, shall we? That's just about the time that the decisions were made to return the $6 billion to Iran. Right. I would refreeze that money right now. Refreeze it.
Agreed. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the reason that they have taken hostages and they purposely took hostages is for negotiating, because it worked so well the last time.
Indeed.
The leaders of Hamas, by the way, were in just about 45 days ago, were in Moscow at the invitation of Putin. The leader of Hamas, where was he? Well, he's in Doha, and he was watching all of this on TV and cheering. Now, understand what presence, what footprint the United States has in Qatar, because it's huge. So I would be sending some commandos in, and I think I would be working to take out the leadership of Hamas in Doha.
Absolutely.
I would also be, I mean,
But in other words, there's lots of things. There's so many things that can be done on this. Well, I tell you what, Denise, so we've got a caller hanging on the line here. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, a brand new listener to the program. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, and how are you?
We're doing great this morning. We're glad that you called in. And what do you think? You have a question or comment for Denise, or just an observation, or what would you like to talk about?
A little bit of both. First of all, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to express an opinion.
Sure.
It's just opinion. I'm not an expert in anything. But, you know, what we're witnessing now in the year 2023, it's medieval. It really is. It's medieval barbarity. I mean, can't explain it, you know. For rational people, it's hard to explain. But, you know, words are meaningless, actually. You know, when you get into the details, they have taken these hostages. And in my opinion, the hostages are bait. You know, I think Denise mentioned sending commandos, special forces, whatever you want to call them, Navy SEALs, whatever. You can't extract these hostages. I mean, it will just, it's like they're just baiting us to go in there and try to rescue these people. You cannot do it without sacrificing lives, you know, and it's the unfortunate reality of it. How Israel is going to tackle this, I don't know. You know, I mean, they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. I don't know. Do you have any feedback on what I said?
Yeah, what do you think, Denise?
Well, they did actually capture yesterday, the Israeli forces actually did capture the deputy leader of Hamas, and he is being detained and questioned and all that. So how they did it, I don't know. We will never know those details and probably shouldn't on some of the tactics that Israel uses. You know, because we have such a sizable footprint and a major base in Qatar,
mm-hmm.
We have, I think, the ability to go after some of the leadership there in Doha.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they travel. So,
that's true.
Travel by car.
So. Well, Denise Simon, hold the line there. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, thank you for calling so much. You're a brand new listener to the program. We love that. Please call back anytime, but we're heading for a break.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. All right, everybody. Stay right there. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. We'll be back with Denise Simon. Stay right there.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
So the U.S. demanded condemnation of the Hamas attack at the U.N. meeting, but the Security Council doesn't take any immediate action on this whole thing. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call if you'd like to opine here on the program this morning. We're talking, of course, about the Hamas attack into Israel and all the different things that are happening up to the minute as best as we can this morning. And once again, the number 1-877-969-8600. We're going to get back to our good friend Denise Simon here in just a few moments. But first, we want to let you know that this portion of the program is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. That's GEICO Insurance, G-E-I-C-O. You want to head over to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison. That is to say, put in your vehicle that you own right now, whether it's a car, a truck, or what have you, and check out what the comparison would be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or ATV or a boat or RV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance, save money on both. Now, if you put your house or your condo, your property, bundle all that together, you're going to start saving big money at the end of the day. So you definitely want to go over to their website, geico.com, and do the cost comparison today and save. All right. Right back to our friend Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Well, Denise, the UN Security Council didn't do anything even after an emergency meeting?
Well, they're not going to. A lot of people don't know this, but there is a division of the United Nations called UNRWA, United Nations Relief and Work Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Palestinian refugees. There's no such thing as a Palestinian refugee. Period.
Right. Isn't Jordan supposed to be the home, so to speak, for Palestinians?
They've got the largest landmass for the manufactured region called Palestine. Okay? Now, if you start looking at the liberal media, they're saying, oh, 70,000 people are displaced and they're seeking shelter in UNRWA schools and facilities in Gaza. Mm-hmm. Well, that also happens to be the place that 9 times out of 10, that's where weapons are kept.
Exactly.
UNRWA.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, if I'm not mistaken, that during the Trump administration, Trump defunded UNRWA, and we should defund them again.
Well, you know, you mentioned something earlier, too, about, you know, refreezing that money. Does Anthony Blinken think that we just don't watch the news, or we don't have any idea of what's really happening and where that money's going to go, and that we don't really believe that it's only going to be needed? Remember, no dollar can be spent unless it's on humanitarian aid. I mean, what planet is he living on?
Well, Admiral Kirby said the same thing. And remember, Admiral Kirby used to be over at the Defense Department before he, you know, had to go over to the White House and bail out, if it's even possible, Karine Jean-Pierre. So he says the very same thing. I mean, you know, and I'll tell you, if you go look at Twitter, Jennifer Griffin is absolutely getting tarred and feathered because she's been on Fox a couple of times and put out tweets that not one penny of that $6 billion has been spent. It doesn't matter if it's been spent or not. We already said, here's your money back, and we're doing this to get our prisoners. So what's the next round? I mean, is there any more money that Iran has someplace that we're about to release?
Well, I got to tell you, and I'm not trying to be funny or facetious, but you could do an awful lot of damage with $6 billion. In fact, we understand, of course, that you've got these missiles are actually much more sophisticated, and they're in the thousands. By the way, Denise, we got a caller on the line. We want to get them in here in this segment. It's Anthony in Tampa. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Denise, you know, I keep hearing these individuals calling out for freedom for Palestine. Well, the only way you're going to get freedom for Palestine is removing Hamas. Hamas has dumbed down those people to the point where they're so ignorant of history. I mean, they're from the same family tree of Abraham, and yet when you see these people spitting on Jews, they're actually spitting on kins from that go back centuries. Their hatred for the Jews has been a thing that fermented centuries in the past. And and the deprogramming of Palestinian youth, it's going to be a long decades, if not centuries, process. You know, it's just, you know, I have to say the leniency that Israel has had with Hamas and the Palestinians is baffling. You know, they should have dealt with this a long time ago. You know, how many times can Hamas spew their anti-Jewish, and I say Judenhas, which is Jewish hatred, decades on decades, and not register it to Israel that they mean what they're going to say they're going to do? Enough is enough. Eradicate Hamas and be done with it. Enough skipping through the tulips with these people, this organization, and get rid of it. This has to be the ultimate decision maker for Netanyahu and the Jews and Israel. Enough is enough. I mean, let's put an end to it. Let's finalize it for sure. And, Israel has stood before by themselves, and I think they need to do that. Forget about the outside opinions of countries and nations that have only had a bad feeling for Jews and for Israel. They need to stand alone and take care of business on their own. So thank you so much.
Well, there's no...
Yeah, thank you, Anthony and Tampa. We appreciate it. And, go ahead, Denise.
If you look at this group that's protesting in New York, Miami, Tampa, Canada, France, London, Germany, Free Palestine, what that's a manufactured mission. It's a manufactured crisis where they can raise money. I mean, the
that's right. Well, as a matter of fact, Denise, let's listen here real quick, because this is what was going on in Times Square over the weekend. They kept chanting that, and that is really, Denise, what they're saying is push Israel into the ocean. It's nothing new, obviously, but that's what it is, and they want to get rid of Israel. They don't want to negotiate with Israel. They're not worried about the size of Israel.
And this whole nonsense of a two-state solution, look, Israel gave up Gaza, the land where Gaza is, which I think is about the size of Delaware. They gave that up and said, okay, here's your land. We'll give this up. And we'll provide for you water and electricity. Okay? So now you have two states there, do you not? Uh-huh. Now let's go on over to the West Bank. Shall we? Hillary Clinton? John Kerry? Part of the West Bank has been partitioned off. So now we're at a three-state solution, are we not? I mean, give me a break.
Sure seems like it. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. But every single time, too. Now, I also want to ask you, and of course, can you stay over for an extra segment this morning?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. So we'll come up on the break here in about a minute or so. But we also want to talk about, obviously, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Iran helped plan this thing. Yes, exactly. And then also, of course, you've got this notion again that they don't want to negotiate on the size of Israel. That is long gone at this point.
Precisely right. Absolutely. There is no negotiation anymore, ladies and gentlemen. If whatever Palestinians, and I use the word loosely, whatever they wanted, it has set back that whole thing now, I would say, at least a couple of decades.
Oh, sure. Yeah, but by easy. And, of course, also, when we come back from the break, we also want to talk about what was happening with Saudi Arabia. The Crown Prince recently intimated that they were looking to exploring the normalization with Israel, and that's one of these things that happens, these kinds of incidents, but this is on a grand scale, whenever there's a possibility of any kind of peace being made. So, Denise Simon, hold the phone there for a few moments. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, everybody, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, 1-877-969-8600. That is the number.
Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 22. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said 17 are still missing, and there are reports of several Americans being held captive by the militant group.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing.
A recent Gallup poll indicates that almost two-thirds of Americans believe that businesses have a positive influence on their lives. A significant portion also believes that there's room for further improvement. The poll also found that Americans were twice as likely to view small businesses as having a positive impact on their lives compared to larger companies. Visiting Walt Disney World or Disneyland will come with a higher price tag. Expect increases in theme park tickets as well as parking fees. At Disney World, the annual passes are increasing in a range of $30 to $50. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
Overnight across America, this is the place for news and politics talk as we continue through the overnight hours. 1-877-969-8600. That is the toll-free line if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. And we're getting a lot of great calls this morning. We are doing a lot of great discussions. We got Denise Simon holding on the telephone line here from FoundersCode.com. We're going to get right back to Denise in just a moment, and your phone calls as well as we continue to give you the latest on what's happening in Israel. This is a big event, folks. This is a major event. 50 years since the Yom Kippur War, and this happens. I agree with Denise. This is setting everything back decades at this point, and that's most unfortunate. Folks, this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends over at Concerned Veterans for America. You want to check out their website at cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. And of course, check out what they do for our vets and all the great things that they do to try to influence policy having to do with overseas wars and things that where our active military may have to get involved in. They do a lot of great stuff. They help our vets. We talk to Jimmy T. Smith from their organization once a week here on the program. He'll be coming up, I believe, on Thursday, and we'll be talking with him. I'm sure he'll have a lot to talk about in terms of how they view what's happening in Israel right now. But check them out, cv4a.org. And speaking of veterans, I want you to hang around because in just about an hour's time, we're going to be talking with Judge Daryl Manning. He's going to be our special guest at 5:30 a.m. That's in the 4 o'clock, pardon me, in the hour number 4 of the program, but right around 5:30 a.m. And he's going to be telling us about the veterans Veterans Outreach Court that's coming up on November 3rd of this year, just in a little less than a month. And he's going to tell you all about it, so be sure to stick around. Our special guest, Judge Daryl Manning, will be talking to us about that. Okay, right back to Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, right before we went to break, we were talking, I mentioned briefly what was happening in Saudi Arabia. How does this play into that? You know, we seem to have at least been on the right track at that point, but this derails everything, right?
It'll set it back for sure. Because you've got the Saudi prince who is injecting the Palestinians into the whole thing, into the whole negotiation. But you also have King Abdullah of Jordan doing the same thing. And, you know, he wants to coordinate support as recently as August for the Palestinians. Well, you know, there's more Palestinian, and again, I use the term loosely, landmass in Jordan than there is in Israel. I would, you know, to help out your listeners, go look at the Balfour Agreement, B-A-L-F-O-U-R. Go look at that and start looking at a map, which I would argue that Rashid Tlaib and all these protesters that answer and all the rest of them have not bothered to do. I don't think they've ever looked at a map or they've never read an agreement. Okay? So, anyway, under the Biden administration, it was formally announced pretty early on that Israel came under the purview of CENTCOM. And between the Defense Intelligence Agency, between DNI and CIA and CENTCOM, they're supposed to be monitoring all communications of any threats, whatever kind of communications they are, and people, I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put a lot of the blame on CENTCOM. Where were they? I'm going to put a lot of the blame on CIA. Where were they? Now, when you look at these protests that, you know, happen around the world, these pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas protests, they also, a lot of them are holding up a swastika. I wonder if any of those people now, after the Newsweek article that came out last week by William Arkin, I wonder if any of those people now are going to come under some kind of observation, or they get put on a list by Christopher Wray over there at the FBI.
Good question.
I mean, there are so many moving parts while our president is at a barbecue listening to music.
You know, Denise, I'm glad you brought that back up again, because that, you know, that's the kind of thing that they probably should have canceled. We didn't see Biden at all on Sunday, from what I understand. He made his statement, I believe, on Saturday. But do you think it was, you know, they talk about full-throated response and this kind of thing. I just don't know. A lot of this just falls flat when it comes from Biden, because
they backed away.
Yeah, they backed away from Israel.
Meanwhile, it has come out here in the last 20 minutes that Israel is now in control of all Israeli areas next to the border with Gaza.
Okay.
That's important. So we have, Israel has taken control essentially of the border town. That's a good thing. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to stop, because you got issues inside of Gaza. And I would argue that they had 100,000 volunteers in the last 36 hours, Israel did, to come back in joining the IDF. So all of Israel is into this. Now, when Israel says this is their 9/11, that's not exaggerating. Given the size of the country, given the population of the country, and given how many people are dead,
right,
how many are,
yes,
hostages, that's not an exaggeration, ladies and gentlemen. It's not an exaggeration at all.
No, and it's still a sneak attack for all intents and purposes. Well, Denise, we do have a caller hanging on the line. We have Jack in Riverside. He's got a comment. We just have a little bit of time, Jack, but good morning. Welcome to the program. We got Jack in Riverside.
Hello,
nope,
Jack.
I don't hear him there, so okay, well, maybe he'll call back at some point. All right. Well, once again, Denise, yeah, you were talking about they're controlling the border areas now. So that is a good indication because obviously, you know, they were sort of taken by surprise, for lack of a better term. But at the same time, though, they know how to go in and start taking care of business and responding to this.
And kind of bring up a touchy subject, certainly for a lot of the Republicans, and that is, consider this. What happened in Israel with drones and missiles and people and kidnapping and hostages and death and so forth? What happened in Israel that is any different than what Russia is doing to Ukraine?
Indeed. Indeed.
Not a thing. But yet we send over a carrier battle group to Israel.
Yeah, are we going to launch airplanes or something? Do you think? I don't even know.
What they're doing is because Israel was flying aircraft low altitude over the Golan Heights and over the area towards Lebanon. To see what it was necessarily happening. And that's really for observation, so we may have to give them some kind of air cover.
Something else. Yeah, go ahead, Denise. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, in all of what Hamas / the Palestinians did and are doing came from Iran, I would argue, and Russia. Because, again, the leadership of Hamas was invited by Putin only last month to Moscow and was there. I would say that a lot of the funding probably came from Qatar as well.
Indeed. Well, it looks like we got Jack back. Jack is back. Jack, are you back?
Yeah, I'm here. They cut
there
the
you are.
Off.
All right. Well, we only literally have 30 seconds. So what's your comment?
My comment is, those people chanting in Times Square, that's Hakeem Jeffries' chorus with Tlaib, the anti-Israel one who wants to be the Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
This is all coordinated. Hakeem Jeffries and Tlaib and those chorus all over the news, you know, from the river to the sea. He's behind that. And the goddamn dammer.
Yeah, we got to build with. Let's watch our. We're going to watch our language here on the airwaves. But Jack in Riverside, thank you for calling, Denise. We're heading out to the break, so you take care of yourself, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Good deal. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, none other than Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Night is right, and folks, we're racing across your radio dial this morning as we go through the overnight hours. You have found the place for news and politics in the overnight hours across America. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to call in and opine, and of course, we're going to be talking here in just a moment with Chris Markowski. He's the watchdog on Wall Street. And watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. But first, I want to let you know about the folks over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. You want to head over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. And you need to take Relief Factor if you've got the inflammation and pain and swelling, because it's designed to control just that kind of thing. It does this by the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps the body's natural response to inflammation. And there are no drugs in this whatsoever. So you want to check them out, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. All right. Well, Chris Markowski, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we're all watching what's happening in Israel. We know that there are going to be some pretty far-reaching ramifications, I think, even into the presidential election. There's a sea change going on. But we also understand that even economically, this is going to have an impact. We know that Israel is trying to prop up its currency here at this point. It's selling some $30 billion in foreign exchange to prop that up. It's the shekel currency, basically. They're taking some steps, but also we saw oil jump some 4%, at least for now.
Yeah, the oil is, you know, that's a trader's move. It's a knee-jerk, you almost talk like a black box type of reaction. It's not like that there's any less oil on the market today than there was just a few days ago. It's based upon, you know, fears of what might happen next and the ramifications of what may transpire in regards to what's going to go into Iran, and how maybe some of these other nations in the region might react to this. So again, you know, what there was, oil had come down very, very quickly as of late because of talks between Israel and Saudi Arabia. And that was one of the conditions that was put out in there, is that, you know, Israel is going to make some concessions to the Palestinians in West Bank and Hamas, and then, you know, Saudi Arabia was going to actually pump more oil as well. But obviously, you know, all bets are off at this point in time. And you're spot on. Nobody knows anything right now, but you know, Israel's a very powerful country when militarily, and when you have you know, an act such as this, again, this is the makes, you know, 9/11, you know, look, you know, if you want to do a human comparison based upon populations, this is much bigger than that. Especially, you know, you're seeing the attacks, you know, directly at you know, children at a dance party and you know, young people. So I don't know what's going to happen next, but none of it's going to be good. It's going to expect a lot of you know, further death and destruction. I don't know what the end is. I mean, I've always been a big believer that, you know, you can only appease so much. And you know, Gaza in particular has gotten worse over the years instead of better, to the point where, you know, even the citizens of Gaza, they don't like Hamas. Hamas, you know, talk about running that area with an iron fist. You know, anybody goes against them, they eliminate. So, you know, Israel's going to have to do away with them once and for all. But again, what will Hezbollah do? What will Iran do? Are we going to be drawn into a wider conflict? Is there going to be a situation where it's going to be, you know, choose your sides in this one? And what may happen, you know, to the greater Middle East at this point in time? So there's a lot of questions in the air.
Indeed, and of course, economically, that can have some major effects and ramifications, because as the Israeli forces move in and look for these hostages, but also engage Hamas in Gaza, there's going to be, and I hate to say, there's going to be casualties. Hamas is going to parade them out as if, look at these, quote, war crimes Israel is doing, and that can affect the markets as well, I'm sure, because of the uncertainty factor that goes in.
Well, we're already seeing what has happened, you know, there. I mean, we're already, let's look at war crimes we're seeing right now. So I don't know what type of effect, you know, that's going to have in the immediately because of, you know, what we're seeing right now before our very eyes. I really don't. It's almost like a medium eye for an eye type of a situation. This is why, you know, I think that Israel is going to move very quickly. Probably within the next 24 to 48 hours, you're going to see some, you know, significant action taken when it comes to this. I don't know, you know, how we're going to respond. I mean, I've always taken this. I've had this opinion for a while when it comes to, you know, terror and the president. I always thought there's that great scene in the movie The Godfather where Don Corleone is meeting with the heads of all the families, and you know, he tells everybody, says, you know, I'm bringing my son back home. And he's like, you know, if anything were to happen to him at all, the way he puts it, you know, if you were to die in a prison and if I get struck by a bolt of lightning, I'm going to start blaming people in this room. And I've always believed that's, you know, how we should handle things when it comes to citizens of prison. I said, you know, you're going to attack an American citizen anywhere, you know, on the face of the earth. You're going to harm or, you know, kidnap our citizens. That's when we're coming after you. You know, aside from that, the fact that you are, you know, going to a country that you shouldn't go to, like North Korea or Iran or whatever it may be, you know, that's when America should react. I don't know. I mean, to me, when you have American citizens being taken hostage and American citizens being killed, that obviously draws into this us into this conflict.
Well, exactly right. And unfortunately, you know, some of the optics, at least in terms of when you're listening to Blinken talk about this or President Biden made his statement, I'm not so sure that it engenders, for lack of a better expression, the fear factor that Hamas needs to have about having harmed America and killed American citizens.
Yeah, well, I think that might start playing out in the media here as well. You know, right now I think the administration looks, you know, blindsided by this as well. You know, obviously this is an intelligence, they say it's an intelligence failure of Israel. It's also an intelligence failure of ours because we work, with them. And, you know, the White House looks a little bit shell-shocked, on this as well. But, you know, Blinken looked like a deer caught in headlights in the various different interviews that he has been doing. So, and again, going against their strategy that they've had, they've been bending over backwards to try to normalize relations with Iran. This most certainly sets things back. And you know, obviously it's going to change everything. But again, who's going to line up where? You know, what's Russia going to do next, who's been working with Iran? Iran's been supplying Russia with military equipment for Ukraine. Again, is this going to draw us into this conflict even to a greater degree? I'm not sure. I know we sent a carrier group over there and in regards to supporting them. I'm also looking around the globe, too. You know, one would assume you get a lot of people out there saying, okay, you know, it's just a matter of time if China is going to take, you know, Taiwan. I mean, with the United States, with us involved in Ukraine and now having to ship weapons to Israel and be over there, I mean, militarily or strategically, it would be, if they were planning on militarily taking Taiwan, it would be a pretty good opportunity for them to do that right now. If they don't go ahead and do that, I think that kind of, again, this is a different, you know, story. Right. I think that might bode well for the fact that they won't engage.
Indeed, indeed. Well, there's so much going on. We're going to get a few days down the road here, and hopefully we'll start seeing a little bit more of what the future is really going to look like. Well, folks, don't forget, Watchdog on Wall Street airs on AM 860 The Answer and AM 930 The Answer every Sunday at 5 p.m. And just in the time we have left, Chris, maybe we'll shift gears here a little bit. I heard one of your spots on the radio earlier today. We were talking about some of these upcoming commercial loan losses, and evidently you've got banks, they've already set money aside for these things. I mean, somehow they'll find a way to profit out of all this. What do you think about that?
Oh, they always, I mean, they have to. I mean, you, even after, you know, you take a look at you know, Dodd-Frank and some of the buffers that they have to put into place based upon their loan portfolio, I do think that I do think that some of these, you know, situations, I think that some of the bigger banks obviously are obviously much more prepared. JP Morgan always ends up on top when banks start to fail. They end up getting the deposits and end up taking these banks over on the cheap. And this is going all the way back to the financial crisis. But do I think that some smaller banks still are going to have a tough time surviving? Yes, I do.
Well, I agree with you completely, and I know that you've got a great perspective on this. Folks, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, correct?
You got it.
Sounds good. Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care.
Have a good one.
All right, everybody. Chris Markowski, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. Back after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.